Yes, I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to the panel on brass tacks, to our local community here in Barbados, regionally and internationally, because we know that there are international persons and regional persons listening to this this program. Mm-hmm. Yes, Corey, I have had that shocking experience of my life in Sheraton Center. And it is one that I would not like to experience again. I remember that day, my organization, the National United Society of the Blind, we were doing a treasure hunt in the center, where we were actually trying to, like, as blind and visually impaired persons, going through the store to find a number of stores there. And as the media was interviewing the president at that time, as soon as we were there, we were just about to step off to start the treasure hunt, we heard this loud explosion. And trust me, there was another blind person standing right beside me. And the man who shot the next man was standing right beside him. The guy that he shot had just come out of Kentucky, and he stood beside us, probably to make people believe that he was one of us. But when the loud explosion took place, I knew what was said. Anytime we had heard anything such thing, we were supposed to get down. So that is exactly what I did, and it was very, very traumatic for me, Corey. Very, very. I would like to relive that experience again.
Mm-hmm. And coming out of that, how do you think that we can fight those instances becoming part of the norm in our sweet, sweet, sweet Barbados?
I know a lot of people right now are talking about the AG and what the AG should do and what he can't do. But let me tell you, right? The AG can't do anything about it, because even though when they talk about giving people an amnesty to bring in guns and such, all such, like, you think people are foolish, Corey? People out there have their own agendas, right? People get into problems with other persons, and they want to have their revenge. If it is not for the individuals having revenge, their families are taking revenge, and nobody know where the guns are. They're hiding somewhere. My calypso for last year stated about guns, and people seem to be having a deaf ear and a blind eye and asking where the guns coming from. And we know that we have a situation at the port, and I've heard people commenting on this matter in terms of scanners and that sort of stuff. But I don't think that the scanners are doing a very, very good job. I think you have to sift through these containers that are coming in, like, with a fine-tooth comb, in order to really detect certain things. I've also heard somebody talking about some instances in terms of only that was on brass tacks, I think yesterday or the day before, where you have, like, a yacht coming in, getting back on, and then going to the port. And in all of these instances, this is where the guns and the drugs are coming in. And so AG, I know that he has a tough job. The Royal Barbados Police Force also have a real tough and serious job. I don't have the answers, but I think that it's a problem that needs to be dealt with, because there are a lot of persons out there that are losing their lives, you know, and which shouldn't be happening. I think what should happen, I believe that persons like me and the wider community would want to, if we know certain things, we would want to give the information to the police, but people are scared. Trust me, people are scared. People don't really want to get involved because if they really, people think that they're snitching, you are your house laying down and you don't know what would happen next. So hey, it's a very serious problem. I don't have the answers, but as I said earlier, I would not want to relive that experience as a blind person. It was very, very horrifying for me mm-hmm. and my colleagues.
All right, thank you very much for that. As we head down to the latest, when we come back, of course, I want to hear from Kumar on two things. One, the question I asked, and this whole idea, I want Kumar to talk to Grenville as well, and I want to hear from all the other panelists, Adrian and all the rest, on everything that's been happening. But Kumar is one that believes a lot of this falls in the lap of the AG. Grenville is saying, no, the AG can't do anything. So I want to hear Kumar answer the question and also talk to Grenville about what he believes the AG can do to fight crime. Well, it is time for the latest from Starcom Network News. This is Brass Tack Sunday, where we're looking at crime fighting, a community perspective, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries.
Williams Metals, choose us for your building needs at Williams Metals. We got what you need. We are the leaders in building materials. We offer lumber, cement, concrete, copper, aluminum, and all type of metals. For construction, get galvanized sheets, welding and plumbing products for sure. You can find that and so much more. Friendly staff to help with your search at King Garden, St. Thomas, and Lowlands Christ Church. Williams Metals, we got what you need.
Welcome back to Brass Tack Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries. We've been talking to Craig from Cave Hill, Jerusha, Black Rock, Grenville, Carter from Silver Hill, Kumar from the Ivy. We're speaking to Kellyanne and Shaquilla, the university students, and Bubbler over there in Eden Lodge. We've also been talking to a couple of dogs and some foal cocks too along the way. Now, we can't forget my man, Jackson, as well. He is still on the line. Now, I want to come straight before we went to the break. We line up Kumar to answer a question and to speak to Grenville. But before we go any further, I want to apologize to those on the WhatsApp. Any WhatsApp message you would have sent today, we would not have received. The WhatsApp is down. But don't worry about that. Of course, if you could get some other way to get a message to us, we will be glad to hear somewhere. There's a lot of different ways to contribute to the program. Now, I'm going to talk to Kumar, then I want to take at least 5 calls. I want to get through all the calls because we got 35 minutes left. And then I want you, all the panelists, really to give your review and kind of closing shots as we put this program to bed. So, Kumar.
Sir.
Yes, you would have heard the question that I would have asked in terms of people knowing where guns are, where wanted people are, not really contributing the information to the authorities. And then in some cases, some of these same guns or some of these same wanted people actually end up affecting you personally. The question to you is, had that been you, how would you feel? How would you deal with that?
Pardon me? I didn't hear you.
The question is, how would you deal with a situation like that where you knew where a wanted person was or a weapon was, you didn't report it, and it ended up coming and kill one of your friends or family members? How would you feel?
You see, that's a very tricky question. The thing is, can the police assure your safety? And in a case like that, if you actually...
The thing is, you're supposed to be able to pass on this information confidential. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, so, you see, I guess, look, on this day, I gotta go with the people in the community because most of them ain't know for sure if the police can assure their safety. Mm-hmm. So... that's why they don't really come out and say anything. They will probably see a guy going Lucy backyard, Cavish pumpkins, front jaws, and Cavish corn. and they won't see anything. But when the body come to them now and see it and sweet potato, then we're going to the station. It was like, Officer Wells, you know, John Brown, I see when he went in the yard Sunday night and carry she pumpkin. I know he came in my yard Monday night and carry my sweet potato. So people in community is only fear stuff, as you say, when it come back and hurt them. Mm-hmm. And I think through that got a lot, I can go back. Can the police assure their safety?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. A lot of people ain't want to come out and be called snitches and, you know.
Or worse, the fear of reprisal.
Correct. So, all right.
So let me move quickly over to the next thing. Now, Granville Carter was saying, listen, the Attorney General can't do anything to do with this. But you, I don't believe that is your thoughts on it. I want you to talk to Granville. Granville Carter.
Yeah. The AG isn't God. I ain't sure if he's a disciple of God, but he got the power that he can do a lot more. I say this because, look, the gun violence is getting out of hand. And it's not only gun violence. Some boy might tell himself, you see me, man, I can do, if I shoot this man or kill him, I can do 2 years with man, back out. Now I can chop you up. So that law, you got to look to tweak that law now and try to prevent knife crime, calling, gun, arson, anything like that from happening. So I think he can do a lot more. Now he's there, don't be like the former AG and not take matters in your hand and put more laws in place.
All right, let's take some calls, and I want you panelists to take some notes, because when we come back, I want the full fire as we push past the line on this brass that Sunday. So we go to the telephone lines. Good afternoon, and welcome. You on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
This is a subject that I think people have been asking for a long time, but we get stimulus about it from time to time. And I hear the panels they got there from different communities and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am bred and born in the Pine, and I believe that I'm old enough that any one of the participants in this exercise, I'm old enough to be the fathers. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of generations, and I've seen a lot of things in my district. And one of the things that people are not understanding is that punishment should always fit the crime. Now, people have been calling about the police. The police must be punished. People are calling about the criminals. He must be punished. Everybody must be punished, but in the whole scheme of things, the only person that people are dealing with is the crime that men are committing. Only men. These are the things that worries me a lot when I get to exercise like this, because your program is supposed to be not how we could prevent the crime, but how we could help the police or help solve the crime. Okay?
Mm-hmm. How to fight the crime. Mm-hmm.
But the people who would like to speak believe they are going to be punished too. So all it has to do is the punishment. And if all had to do with the punishment, it should start from within the homes. But as you said already, we want to find what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Not you don't want to go back to because of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get to the end unless you start from the beginning and don't care how you shift it or twist it around.
Sometimes it's not step one, step two, step three. You know? Sometimes you have to take two steps at the same time. So I believe simultaneously, we got to work on prevention, but we still got the criminal-minded among us, and they want to know what we can do with them. You say you find the Pine or you grew up in the Pine. What can we do in the Pine to fight crime in the Pine as community members in the Pine?
You cannot fight the crime, not only the Pine, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because the fact remains is that wants punishment is not there. You cannot fight the crime. The problem is this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot expect you or I or the other person in the district, right? Knowing fully well that they have no faith in the police.
Mm-hmm.
They have no faith in the neighbor. They have no faith in the church.
Mm-hmm.
They have no confidence in the governments.
Mm-hmm.
And expect somebody to open a mouth to talk.
Right.
Because their job really, first and foremost, is to protect their immediate family.
Mm-hmm. So we can't fight crime from a community perspective. We just got to check what happened in the communities.
Star boy. Mm-hmm. Let me explain this to you. I tell you about a boarding point.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen generations of them. Up to now, I believe I'm totally respected. I accustomed them walking anywhere. They got people, youngsters, morning, whatever. I really respect it. But the fact is, they of themselves know that some that are also living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that you think that don't involve in crime, that I know for sure don't involve in crime, are still afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can we get these same individuals in the same districts, in the same age group, relating to these same people in there? Because the boy doesn't believe when you're old, you know, the only thing that people like old is money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have some of the younger ones, like some of the ones that they're on the program, they have fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because as one tell you just now, man, when you talk just now, you know, you could feel aware too. He ain't saying in them words, but as we mean.
Mm-hmm.
That he would have fear too.
But I just believe, sir, that there are things we can do in the community. We can't only wait for the Attorney General and the government.
No, you can't.
Install little cameras, a little listening devices. I want to hear ideas.
What is your idea?
I put some here. This is my idea, right? Community policing, get them out there. They're telling me the numbers too sharp. I said the friendly neighborhood thing as an activity to bring the community together. I like that one. I was saying some neighborhood watches, put up the money for Crime Stoppers and call and give the people some money in a confidential way. I got ideas, but it's not about me. It's about the community. I want to hear from you.
Mr. Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That they got Crime Stoppers. They got a lot of avenues.
Right.
But if people believe that the police got this friend and the next friend and they're coming forward.
But the thing's supposed to be so anonymous.
We were just talking. Listen, that is supposed to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But people does not have no confidence in that.
Right. So
and
we got.
They don't have any confidence in that. So my idea about it is if people get the punishment that deserves the murders be hanged, you get the full weight of the law for the ones at top and the ones at the middle and the ones at the bottom.
Right.
All of them be subjected to the particular law.
Right.
To curb whatever is going on, because nobody can ship a gun to me.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to ship it to me?
You ever see or observe crime or in your neighborhood that you kept to yourself because you were fearful?
Mr. Corey?
Man, you're going to call me and answer the question.
Don't
brass that. We're running out of time.
You ever see, right?
Yes.
The point about it is this here, that whenever I turn up anywhere, I've always these young people.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen a fight or an argument that would escalate to that point.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
In my history,
right.
I can tell this now.
Mm-hmm.
I got a brother who's about 76 years old. And he's the only one from the early days of the plane that has been in the system and remains in the system today.
Wow.
So when people have a criminal intent, when people have a criminal intent and you do not punish them for the crimes that they have been committed against, we call humanity, what are you going to expect?
Let me wrap up your thing for you. You ain't fighting anything, punish the people, pop some necks, and the people will understand. Does that sound like it? All right. Well, have a wonderful day, man. Brastats, good afternoon. I know that's what you would say. Brastats, good afternoon. You on the air, good afternoon.
Right. Good afternoon, Corey.
Yes, please.
Right. Now, you're talking about the pain and punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that get as much punishment as Matthew can think of a young boy to when he couldn't do a crime no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it never thought he was going back to prison every 5 years or every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get an old man? So I don't know that punishment.
So that ain't working. What can work?
Yeah, I can tell you what can work. But I lost your focus a little bit. Then you said, I thought in the beginning you were saying you wanted solutions generally, but now I hear you saying you only want solutions in the district.
No, it ain't going to be district. I want how we can fight as community. I want like a community because we got control over what we do, but we ain't got control over what others do. We could lobby the attorney general. We could lobby the police force. But what can we do in the community? Should we all put up cameras and make it available? Should we start calling more? Should we start up little groups, little watches? What should we do?
Corey, all those things are good things that you suggest, and I guess you had them in mind when you come to the show. You probably were listening to hear them from us.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say, you can't exclude the Attorney General.
No, I'm excluding them. Them supposed to come here the 15th of November and face the music, and they want to put the things that we talk about to them and other things to them. But I want this to be a part one. I'm excluding them.
Oh, okay.
No. Them got to work for the money.
Oh, okay. But there are two solutions, though, I think.
Yes.
For getting killed next week.
Good.
No, you remember when, I think a few months after the government changed, they did some stop and searches in St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
The police reported that they seized guns, knives, and people. They said it was very successful. I read that in the Sunday paper some time back.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me that that works because it means that the guns that they saw, that they seized, and the men that they seized were unable, the guns were unable to kill somebody,
mm-hmm.
and the men were unable to hurt somebody because they went up to dodge, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. So right away, I see that as the major solution. We understand you can never stop mm-hmm. crime totally,
mm-hmm.
but somebody is living today because guns were taken off the street.
As an ex-police say, make the criminals uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable. Cordon off the area, use the legislation, and you support that.
Right, I support it too, but I would put it this way. Go back into the last decade and find the answer because that law that the government put in place, the Democratic Party, when it was
mm-hmm.
leaving,
mm-hmm.
that is what should apply. You know, we need a whole set of these, we will call seizures, stop and searches across Barbados.
I don't want to hold you on too long, but I want to answer one question. The pushback on that is that you see they can go on fairly poor communities. You ain't seeing a stop and search in this place, the house, the terraces, but although in certain places they can go miserable, law-abiding and criminals lumped together. What do you tell those persons that talk like that?
This is what I say to them. Right now, every time I see the police come to anywhere and pick up somebody, or whether the ambulance come pick up somebody or two cents, it's coming from the poor community. So it mm-hmm. tells me that you've got to have the focus.
You got to go where the crime is.
You got to go where the crime is. Follow the crime.
Yeah, man.
I ain't hear nothing happening in the Heights. So therefore, don't go up there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you partially said it already. Pay people some money. I know you mentioned Crime Stoppers.
Mm-hmm.
But Crime Stoppers, to me, is not effective because crime is still going on at a high rate. Mm-hmm. You need to alert people. If you know your brother have a gun, if you know your friend have a gun, sell it out.
I laughing, but it's a serious comment. I see people shaking their head, but it's a serious comment. Sell them out.
Just put $5,000. I really need to put these mm-hmm. posters, because these guys don't listen to the calling programs in mm-hmm. first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Put posters that they want a wanted man. $5,000 mm-hmm. reward. Just show me a gun and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, got $5,000 just so. Don't even bother with these fine stoppers. And them is two ways. And guns gone off the street in a hurry.
Funny enough, right? That last thing you bring here is not on the list of things that I'm reading or think of or people mention. So you were able to add something and move the needle. Apart from everything else you say. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Let me try to tell you about two more before we come to the OSHO. That's me. My finger, no. My apologies. Jackson, if you could call back. That was me. It was not Dennis. I apologize. Brastats, good afternoon. Panel, we coming at you. I just want to take two more here quickly. Brastats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Yes, please.
Mohammed, how are you?
I am good, sir. And you?
I'm pretty good, too.
All right,
let me ask you a question, Corey. You realize that a lot of churches building all over Barbados, and that the more churches that build, it seems having more crime.
No, I ain't noticed that, but I ain't saying I ain't not noticed it either.
I know we're discussing crime, so you can't tell me you don't notice.
No, I noticed that a lot of churches building. I didn't notice that. I see a couple of tanks going up and things, but I don't want to say yes when I notice it.
I think, don't you think it's time enough that we study why crime escalates so much in Trinidad and in Jamaica and in Trinidad to find out if we can fundamentally what's causing these young people to react the way they do?
I read so many studies on those things. I think we know the reason, the root causes, the solutions. We just ain't implementing them. One of the things I felt left out was the whole community and what we do. We always sit down, we host a barbershop, dining room, like helpless people voting once every 5 years, but we can't do anything else. And that's been my concern. I want to know what it is we could do. What can we do as community people?
Let me tell you what we can do. Statistics have proven that everything we do in the country, crime still escalating.
Mm-hmm.
The police say that crime escalating. So I got to follow them because they are the protectors of all of us. The question must be asked, is it not time enough that some sensible people in government sit down and understand that by destroying industry in this country has caused escalation of the crime that we are having? Too many of all you people that cannot become academics at the level that we talk about.
That's an aspect of it, you know. That's an aspect. You see, wait, people criticize you and me and other people, sir, because some people say it's unemployment. I said, no, it's industry. Industry is employment. So then other people say, no, it's the parenting. No, it's slavery. No. It's a combination of all of these things. There's something I observed at the Turf Club recently, right, and some things that are going on there with the grooms and all kind of different things that happening in 2020 that I don't believe should be happening. And when I look at it, I realize that that's an aspect of it too. Some things that being reinforced upon us. It's like the whip on us. It's like the knee is in our neck in so many different ways. And so it's not any one thing. It's a combination of a lot of things.
But we're talking that
11 plus. Education.
Corey,
go ahead.
Something else I want to say too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people cannot be doctors, lawyers, engineers.
Cannot be.
Right? But... Mm-hmm. And if they don't find something to do some technical work, they feel left out and feel hopeless. I am saying to this country, and I'm going to keep saying it, the same way that somebody want to be a lawyer and a doctor and so fine, but those that cannot make it should say, well, I could do with NASA, do I could do with Hampton,
correct.
Do I could
correct.
Do with, but to do it, but if you block all those people, I could do what Keith Jones do. I mean, I can name a ton of people in Barbados that achieve tremendous success that are not lawyers and doctors.
Let me ask you a question. The government facilitated your raise?
My what?
Did the government facilitate your raise?
Oh, yes, Mr. Aaron Walton Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Then he discovered the ability that I have, and I confusing the whole area trying to find some place to work. He went up into Sherrod Center and take away a piece of land that was put aside for Angela's factory and say put a factory there for.
Excellent. But next thing, can the community put on initiatives similar to something like that, or does it need government intervention?
Need both.
Both, community and government.
I can call you off the air sometime and have a discussion. You are immediately.
No, we can have a continuation of the discussion because we need to keep talking. I can go now because I want to take another call and then get in panel and be heading towards the end.
We'll talk later, man.
Thank you. One more. Brastats, good afternoon. So we got Jackson back on the air and just take this other call. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey.
Yes, please. Tell me.
Hi, I am visually impaired, so I want to make my comment
to
the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we as disabled people, or blind, visually impaired people, disabled people,
differently
able.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Mr. Corley, you and whoever else take a gun and want to start shooting, we have to go G flat.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put we face everything down in the road. If we are on the road, if we in a building, same thing. Where people walk, like Sheraton, we have to put everything down from the front car. We don't know where to hide, who is coming next, so we gotta get G flat.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, Mr. Corey, that we could adopt the bad habits from the states and other countries, we could adopt some of the good ones too. Mm-hmm. And this is when the Attorney General needs to put measures in place. Granville said there's nothing the Attorney General can do, but I totally disagree. Now, Mr. Lane, years ago, when people used to go to prison, it was a hard time. It was a cat and tail. It was this, it was that. You had to come out and you had to do labor. All those things stopped. All those things are stopped. But you know what, Miss, the Attorney General has to do? He has to put measures in place. Like, you see that when you go, like, in the states, they got the three straight law. Why are people committing crimes got 25 charges, 35 charges, and just going and spend 2 or 3 years on remand and come out? And before they could get sentenced for that crime, then do another 2 or 3 crimes.
Because they're saying innocent until proven guilty. Instead of saying, listen, you see, you are bugging the society. Up goes you. That's what's happened. And some of them can afford really, really good lawyers. And really, really good lawyers know how to exploit the loopholes in the system. So the loopholes need to be stuffed, plugged, fixed.
Exactly.
Believe what I tell you.
I said the whole of Barbados, but that was the majority of Barbados fought for the Barbados Day Party. Mm-hmm. So they got to put measures in place.
Correct. If people select you, elect you to fix the problem, fix them. Because they got people that will carry away a tin of tuna and get sent up, right? And then they got people that does allegedly commit murder and two tools the out because the lawyer got 2 letters behind the name, Mark QC, man. They know what they're doing to get you out. But anyhow, it's 5 minutes after 1, ma'am.
Mr. Lane.
Mm-hmm. Just wrap up, Lane.
Yes, right. The measures that I need my attorney general to adopt is the three-strike law.
Three-strike law. I put it down.
Exactly. Understand? So when a man go, when a man commit crime, he won't go in court and show me peace sign. He won't be saluting. Correct. He won't be doing the gun butt thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because he know this is his third strike. And he ain't coming back. And the youngsters that gonna follow he gonna pull the pants right up. And we ain't gonna see in that future when it nowadays.
I said pull up your socks, they gonna pull the pants right up.
Pull the pants right up. So we ain't gonna see that boxers and their underwear no more. That's what the measures that he needs to do, because we as disabled persons, people is running high. Mr. Lane, where could we run a high if anything happened? True. Where could we run a high? There ain't nothing to run a high.
Mama, you only got one thing to tell you. Well done. Well done. We're going to move on. Good contribution. Kellyanne, Kumar, Craig, Granville, Adrian. Let's go in that order. Take us home. Push us across the line. Kellyanne, let's start with you. What is your closing comment? Quickly.
Hi.
Hi.
Right. I would like to say again, yes, we should reform the police. And by starting from there, we have to start from the head, like within the justice system. And also, again, like I said, we should also implement the victimization service for like the anonymous tips that people, like whatever they see, like suspicious activity, instead of like relying on police reports, because sometimes police could be lazy and so on. So yeah, that's what I have to say.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks. I go over to Kumar. And forget you either, Kumar. Let me go.
Right. All I can say is that we need to work together on this crime, but I think though we still need to reshuffle the police force, custom as well, and you know, get different measures in place and work as one and try to get the crime dissolved instead of, you know.
All right. Yeah, no, it's good. Thank you for coming and thank you for your contribution. In the beginning, you definitely lightning rod us, so that was good. Lifcock, you there, right? You on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me. was your closing comment?
Boy, I feel, as the people said, our community has raised a child. I feel we need to get back in the community as leaders and adopt some of these youngsters, man, and try to tutor them and mentor them in the right direction. But yes, youth is the future.
I find that adopt. Yeah, in the communities, adopt a youth.
You got to get back in the community and adopt.
Anybody in the community listening, when y'all could do that from tomorrow, don't answer no, don't blame Clove. Talk to me. Greville Carter.
Well, I start already.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know that.
You know I start already.
Correct. And others could follow. Greville, talk to us. Greville, sorry.
Corey, I had a very good upbringing. I came up in a church. I have a lot of good values and morals. And I'm 58 years old. And to this day, I've never gotten into any problems with the law and stuff like that. Not to do with guns, not drugs, or anything like that. I think that a lot of parents today need to start giving the children good foundations. And when the children have good foundations, as the Bible says, you will never, never, never depart from it. Anyhow, in my final comments, I want to say, dealing with this crime issue, no one person can be blamed for it or no one person can solve it. It has to be dealt with in a holistic way. The AG, the police, the community, everybody. Look, Corey, I cannot say certain things to you now. I will talk to you off the air. But again, I want to add my little piece as a solution. We need to do things that will become as a deterrent to persons in relation to this crime and gun violence and all that sort of stuff. In other parts of the world, if people steal, they chop off the hand, right? What I'm going to say now is inhumane. We talk about putting the road around people next, but that still didn't become as a deterrent. But I have another something to raise. We could go back to what it is, and when people do wrong, we need to import a few lions. I mean, sound inhumane, but we need to import a few lions.
Well, wait till you guys fall out, man. No problem. We're going to talk. Craig, I want to hear Craig now, because we're heading towards the end real swift. I want everybody to get opportunity. Thanks, Mr. Carter, for making yourself available today. Craig Mears.
Yes, sir. I think we need to move away from the great divide due to the fact that unity is strength. So where we have this young and old divide and middle-aged divide, your one is for and others are against. We need to come to some common ground, mutual understanding, and I think that would be the best way to going forward.
Correct. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Really, police could probably help facilitate a campaign where them and the community could come together in a strong way. And Mr. Bubbler Boys. Please, let me land this ship.
Mr. Lane, you know he's always land the ship as a captain. But you know, I can tell you quick, I know got some messages earlier. People tell me you live by the border in Eden Lodge. You live in Green Hill. But I live all places that people love me. Corey, the first thing is that what we need to do is, as adults in society, if we see people going the wrong way, the youth, call them one side and try to talk to them. Nothing can beat trying. You understand, that's the first thing. It's so much of them that I was talked to, and when they pass and them in groups, give me a thumbs up or whatever, because them know I know the respect them got for me and the things that I try to talk them out of. Good. Corey, turf war. Let's talk about turf war. Turf war is just points. Somebody getting points for doing this here. Right? But you see, the citizens working with the police is great. But don't forget, Corey, as we was talking about, people can go fair, because you even got people that they're frightened to call Crime Stoppers from a phone booth.
Exactly.
Right? And the old days, as they were talking about, the old days are good. But don't forget, Corey, that today we got movies and video games that influencing society very, very, very bad. And also, Mr. Lane, last but not least, I would like to ask your program manager to at least once, in sometime in the near future, that we can have a program like this for the 4 hours, so we can get people like Alvin and the Stats Man come and call and don't talk about things that happened the last 4 years. They wanted to talk about things going forward, or we could deal with society today and stop blaming the AG, the last AG, the Prime Minister and everybody, because this is our country. We need to fix it and save it. Plain land.
Blum. Well, that was your captain speaking. Air traffic control is proud and happy to have facilitated the passengers and the captain for this program. And of course, the real captain, Mr. Dennis Johnson, over there at the booth, making sure that we took care of things technical and production-wise. I want to say, Captain Bubbler, good job. Granville Carter, Craig Mears, Kumar Denny, Kellyanne Blackman, Shaquilla, you're there as scores for Liv Clark. That is Shaquilla Mason Leacock, and of course, you, Liv Clark. I want to thank all y'all who would have called message. Again, apologies to the WhatsApp, and thanks to the chat. This has been your host, Corey Lane, and I give the final thanks to Williams Industries Incorporated as we looked at crime fighting, a community perspective. I want you to enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and keep it locked to hear Voice of Barbados.